we've done over the last 5 or 6 years, we've provided funding to over 100 community organisations to lead and develop healing projects. So we've supported the development of those projects. They are locally designed, locally developed, led and delivered by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Over that time, we've also evaluated a whole lot of that work. We've produced 22 evaluations and publications, and we've done that in partnership with research institutions. And we're building that body of evidence about what works for our people. We've worked with communities in partnership, and we've held community healing forums and gatherings to assist people to start to develop templates for healing in their regions and their communities. And in all of those projects that we've funded, all that work we've done, you know, there's 20,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been part of that healing journey. So they've been participating in those healing activities over the last 5 or 6 years. So those are our key achievements.
You have achieved a lot with your work. I guess you've probably seen some good results and some bad results from that, because it's not an easy journey for anyone to take.
Yes, well, people have started their journeys, and healing is a process that enables people to overcome the impact of trauma. And when I say it's a process, it happens over time. It, you know, you can't resolve trauma. The trauma that our people have experienced, it doesn't resolve simply. So people need to be supported and helped over a lengthy period of time. Some people, their trauma stays with them for their whole lives and it impacts. But people can, what we've seen from our projects, from the work that we've done, is that people are regaining a sense of control over their lives. Trauma affects people's ability to exercise agency and control over their lives. Healing processes that we've supported are enabling people to regain that sense of control, a sense of purpose and a sense of hope about their lives and about their place in the world. And when we have that, then people are motivated to do things, to fix themselves up. And we've seen through the training work that we've done around, training and education work we've done around trauma, we've 60% of people that have participated in that work have started to seek help for, you know, things like alcohol and drug addiction. So they've gone to seek support around violent behaviour. You know, they've started to seek health services and mental health counselling and things like that. So, and that's what we need our people to do in order to repair the damage done from past policy and practice. And that's what we've seen happening through our work. We, you know, that people have started those journeys, and we want to see that continue. You know, we want to see an ongoing investment by governments over a long term in healing and addressing trauma. And we want to see the levels of investment grow. We want to see it grow at the federal level. We want to see it grow at the state and territory level.
I want to talk to you about the issue of compensation. So I've just seen the ABC report where, since the New South Wales parliamentary inquiry, that you've advised state government that there should be a compensation scheme. Now, South Australia have set up a compensation scheme, and you're asking for it to, you know, come through to New South Wales. Now, since the national apology, because from my understanding, as part of the recommendations of the Bringing Him Home report, it was important that there was an apology, and John Howard didn't want to do it and Kevin Rudd did it. Now, there's been an issue where there hasn't been the compensation available. Now, can you just talk a bit about the history and where you're at with it now?
Firstly, let's talk about the apology, if that's all right. I'll focus on that.
Sure.
Just that particular event. I just want to say that the apology was important. It had an enormously positive impact both on Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people. But the reason I say that is, particularly for stolen generations, our country hasn't come to grips with the deepness of the levels of distress and trauma that members of stolen generations have experienced. You know, to be forcibly removed from their families, from their identity, from their language, their land and culture. I mean, we haven't as a nation come to grips how pervasive and how deep that trauma and loss has been. From my understanding, I'm not a member of the stolen generation, so I can't speak for them and I can't speak on behalf of them. Stolen generations people can speak for themselves. in my conversations with members of Stolen Generations, the apology meant so much because it was an acknowledgement by the government, by the Prime Minister of the time, Kevin Rudd, that those policies and practices had actually happened. Because for a long time, people didn't accept it. The nation didn't accept it. But the apology changed that. And the impact of that gesture by the Prime Minister of the time was deeply profound, and it had an amazing impact. It lifted something off the shoulders of men, particularly for members of Stolen Generations. So in that respect, it's really important. What I said to the Reparations Tribunal in New South Wales yesterday was that they need to come up with a reparations package that matches and responds to the deep levels of trauma and distress that the Stolen Generations experienced. So saying to them that they can't come up with some half-baked reparations package. And I didn't actually focus just on compensation. I spoke about a package of measures which includes acknowledgement and apology. I suggested perhaps there needs to be an apology for not responding to the Bringing Them Home report for 19 years. There's restitution where people have been unable to access land, culture, those sort of things. Healing, so rehabilitation services. We focused a lot in the tribunal, yet talked a lot about an investment in healing and collective healing. In fact, in Redfern, the Healing Foundation is launching a report on collective healing for Stolen Generations. And then the fourth element of the reparations package is compensation. So it's not compensation on its own that's going to help with healing and recovery. It's got to be a whole package.